Marcus Gauguin and his fellow male skiers were unable to compete at the Freeride World Tours, FWT. Stop in Fieberbrunn, Austria due to unfavorable weather, but Gauguin still topped the cut ahead of Verbier's season finale. The Whistlewright most recently excelled on March 1 in Georgia, overcoming illness to link a clean 360 into an equally pristine Cork 720. His 92.33 points that day were enough to deliver gold in a thrilling contest. I always aim for smooth landings, but more than that, I push my limits and strive to improve with every competition, said Gauguin in a press release about his run. Georgia's mountain ranges are spectacular, unlike anything I've seen before, and I hope to return to explore more of this incredible terrain. Gauguin won last year's Yeti Extreme Verbier, but hot on his heels in the overall standing is Martin Bender, who looks to triumph on home snow when it matters most. Third placer and 2023 FWT King Valentin Rainer is also in the fold with one silver and two fourth place results in the present campaign. Meanwhile, Swedes Christopher Terdell and Carl Regner Eriksson fought back from lukewarm starts to qualify themselves for Verbier. Canadian two-time Olympic moguls medalist Justine Dufour-Lapointe has a slim edge over her French rival Astrid Chylas in the women's ski rankings. An untimely injury forced Zuzanna Wittich of Poland to withdraw from contention in Verbier. Victor de la Rue of France leads in the men's snowboard department as he tries to hunt down older brother Xavier. Noemi Aquy, however, has already secured the title among ladies snowboarders by reinforcing her season-long dominance with gold in Fieberbrunn. On the other hand, defending champ Aaron Sauve of Rossland, BC missed the cut. 60% of riders advanced to the FWT finals based on their top three performances, with ex-champions Ariana Tricomi and Elizabeth Gerritsen joining Sauve on the outside of that competitive cohort. The Yeti Extreme Verbier will be held from March 22 to 30. Click here for more details.